Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. The Jewish New Year is honored by thousands in Jewry who otherwise are non-conforming in Israel. Those who rarely attend will be in synagogue on this solemn yet joyful occasion. This holy day, also called the Feast of Trumpets, suggests reviewing the events of the past year with a view to correcting and attuning one's life to higher purposes. A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice at this time, interrupts his current series to bring us information from history and from the Holy Scriptures on the Feast of Trumpets. Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Various peoples have developed many ways in the reckoning of their calendars. A long history lies behind the Jewish calendar. The third book of Moses, Leviticus, contains the appointed celebrations around which Israel's ancient, sacred calendar revolved. These seven festivals came directly from the God of Israel. They possessed a sequence filled with historical, practical, spiritual, and typical significance. The Bible indicates Israel distinguished two concurrent years. These may be called the ecclesiastical year, beginning in the springtime, and the civil year, beginning in the autumn. The second book of Moses, Exodus, declares, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. This was the month of the Passover, Israel's natal day. Passover linked with the feast of unleavened bread and the first fruits to form that most significant period often designated as the season of our emancipation. Thus began Israel's sacred calendar in the month Nisan. The other day, which modern Jewry continues to celebrate as New Year's Day, we discover in the seven listed feasts of Leviticus. In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. This is the first day of Tishri, our September or October, and is known today as Rosh Hashanah. The biblical title is the Feast of the Trumpets. It is fifth of the seven observances God commanded Israel to keep. Some early writers designated it as the Day of Memorial or the Day of Blowing the Alarum. This suggests recalling and reviewing the past year. It exhorts to correction and to attunement to the higher goals of life in the coming year by counting the days and applying the heart to wisdom. The Talmud gave an additional name to this first day of Tishri, Yom Hadin, or the Day of Judgment. Many early rabbis felt that God appointed this day to sit in judgment over the deeds of men and nations for the year just past. Today, this New Year's holiday is honored by thousands of Jews who are otherwise non-conforming in Israel. Those Jews who but rarely attend will be in the synagogue on this solemn and yet joyful occasion. The prayers, songs, and readings of this service reflect the sober spirit of the day, while in the family and friendly gatherings the compliments and greetings of the season are exchanged. Even cards and letters are mailed. We discover in the Law of Moses and the Prophets a most interesting and remarkably prominent usage of the device of the hebdomad, or the number seven. There is the week, or 7 days, the foundation of this being the creation week. The seventh day of the week, the Sabbath of the patriarchs, became incorporated into the Mosaic law. Next, there is the week of sevens, or 7 weeks. Thus, 7 Sabbaths pass between the Passover and the Feast of Pentecost. Also, there is the week of months, or 7 months. The entire cycle of these 7 feasts of Jehovah was comprised in this manner. The Passover began on the 1st month, and the last of these feasts concluded in the 7th month. Finally, there is that greater period of 7 weeks of years, that is 49 years, followed by the great 50th year of Jubilee. This device of the sevens is greatly used by the prophets. It is through this special system that the God of Providence moves. He weaves thus the religious and spiritual into the secular lives of his people. He also gives forth in this manner the prophetic form of his plan of redemption for Israel and all the nations. The Feast of Trumpets took place on the 1st day of the 7th or special sabbatical month. Actually, the 1st day of every month was an occasion for the blowing of trumpets as a memorial before God. The new moons recurring at the beginning of every month were marked by a solemn proclamation and the offering of special sacrifices accompanied by the blowing of the priest's trumpets. This was meant to give a hallowed character to each month. It summoned God's people to offer tribute to their exalted King, Jehovah God, and thus to bring themselves into remembrance before Him. But the 7th, or sabbatical month, Tishri, was especially holy to Israel. Long alarm blasts sounded forth on the new moon of this 7th month. Throughout this day, trumpets and horns were blown in Jerusalem. On this Feast of the Trumpets, anyone who would do so blew the trumpets throughout the entire land. It was the announcement that the sabbatical month had begun, and the great Day of Atonement and the supreme celebration of the Feast of the Tabernacles were now at hand. The blowing of the trumpets was a well-known institution in Israel. 2 kinds of trumpets were used, a long, straight, silver instrument, and a curved contrivance like a ram's horn with a deep, solemn tone, the shofar. During Israel's 40 years in the wilderness, the trumpets were used to signal all the movements of the great multitudes in worship, marching, and warfare. Everyone, even the children, were made familiar with the different notes for various occasions. They knew exactly what to do when the trumpet sounded. The psalmist surely had this in mind when he declared, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful," literally, the trumpet sound. The ram's horn was used on this 1st day of the sabbatical month at the Feast of the Trumpets. This was done to remind all of the absolute faith and willing obedience of Abraham in the sacrifice of his son Isaac. Even though God restrained Abraham and substituted a ram in his stead, this sacrifice was considered as if it had been fully accomplished. Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ, declared, "Abraham rejoiced to see my day." Abraham's sacrifice of his son Isaac most wonderfully typified the sacrifice of the Heavenly Father of his son Jesus Christ. Isaac is a lovely type of Yeshua in his willingness. For Jesus Christ willingly offered himself for the salvation of Israel and all mankind. The blowing of the trumpet and the ram's horn on this sabbatical month introduced the solemn time to prepare for the Day of Atonement following 10 days later. Even today among the Jews, it is a time when differences are settled, charity is given, and confessions are made before God in the synagogue. Every season of the blowing of the trumpets was an acknowledgment of Jehovah as King. A great prophetic meaning accompanies the blowing of the trumpets. It refers to the resurrection and to the future regathering to the land of the nation of Israel. As there was a long interval of 4 months between the first four feasts until the feast of the trumpets began, so there has existed a long period described by the prophet Hosea. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God in the latter days. Yeshua declared, "And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Nehemiah records the occasion when the remnant kept the Feast of the Trumpets under Ezra. It was a solemn time, but turned into rejoicing. One of the main purposes of trumpets was to arouse men to repentance. The great rabbi who became the Apostle Paul declared, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light." Will you heed this call and turn to Him?